Well, we're here today as part of a cross-province push to ask the Liberal government to deliver on a campaign promise they made many years ago, which was to return Ontario to a minimum standard of personal care for residents in long-term care. There was a standard that the last conservative government repealed. We were at a standard of 2.25 hours of personal and nursing care a day. Consistent studies show that residents in long-term care need around 3.5 hours of personal and nursing care over a 24-hour period. Ontario is spending considerably less for each of its long-term care residents than other provinces do, like $100 less per per year than Quebec does, and $50 less than Saskatchewan or Alberta, etc. We're not making the investment, and the result is being felt by the residents in long-term care and by their family members who are stepping in to provide care for them. So we're here today to call on the Liberal government. They've consistently promised that they would enact a minimum standard of level of care exists in other jurisdictions, and we're asking them to honor that commitment. And Bonnie works in long-term care.
I work in long-term care. I am an RPN, a registered practical nurse. I've been a registered practical nurse for approximately 25 years now, and I can tell you where quality of care is and when it isn't. And quality of care does suffer when the funding becomes an issue. And to provide good care, we need a fair amount of funding, which is directed to personal hours of care. Our residents in our long-term care facility, there's 450 residents, and through complex care, through respite care, through minimal care, to all kinds of care, they're not screened as they come in. So the dignity and respect and the comfort, we deliver it, but the resources become very there's less resources there. There is less time for the residents, and not giving time to the residents when they are frail and unable to move as fast as what they could have in the past years. There's no account for the time there. So giving the 3.5 hours of direct hands-on care would give us the time that the residents do need. My main duties when I'm on is to provide care, to administer medications mainly to 40 residents on a day shift. And doing that, I also have to provide for the rest of their activities of daily living, and making sure that they meet their appointments, and as well as providing supervision to the personal care workers that also provide direct hands-on care. So it's very important, and the Ontario Liberal government, I don't think they realize the impact of the direct impact of the cuts in funding are. For the level of care that we provide, the expectations are out there, and the standards in with the College of Nurses, the license that we hold, becomes very crucial every day that we were supposed to provide the best quality care that we can, but sometimes it limits us, and leaving a lot of the workers dissatisfied in their employment, because they can no longer provide the service that they believe they should be giving. There's many issues, and I work in the charitable homes for the charitable homes for the aged is deemed to be our home and where the funding comes. But there never seems to be enough funding. They expect the workers to work harder and faster, and therefore creating a lot of errors where there wasn't as many errors that were prominent in past years. They've become more evident, and blaming the workers for not providing the proper care. So the 3.5 hours minimum standard of care is very, very important to provide the good quality care that the residents need and so rightly deserve. The dignity and respect is what, you know, that's the field that we're in, and that's what, and they're human beings, where they shouldn't be treated as they are an assembly line, and that's the feeling that the workers in my workplace, that's the morale and the feeling that is out there, is that the ministry really doesn't care.
To give you an example, like most of us would like shower every day, right? And our mothers likely would be, probably our fathers too, right? People who take pride in their appearance, right? So they might get, maybe Bonnie, it'd be helpful if you talked about like the kind of, like maybe once a week, you know, if you can't, you know, bathe yourself, maybe once a week you'll get bathed. Maybe, you know, like in terms of the amount of time that's actually spent getting you ready, or if you're unable to feed yourself, like five or six people being fed simultaneously, like it's the conditions are not conditions that give people dignity. They're conditions that take dignity away from people. And so you've got people who at one time took pride in their appearance and in dressing themselves and looking good, and now they're reduced to one bath a week maybe if it's not too busy, and they don't get walked. Why don't you talk about that, how it actually shakes down for people, you know, as human beings in the facility, that might.
Well, they don't feel they should be bothering us, or they don't feel they don't want to ask us because they know our time is very limited. Especially myself as a registered practical nurse, I have 40 residents, and I should be able to properly assess them, each and every one of them every day. And the expectation is through the Ministry of Health and my license, I'm expected to do that. But quite honestly, I can't do that. I can't tell you, you know, in a day how long it takes me to get around to see one of the 40 residents that I, and if I'm being held responsible at the end of the day. It makes it very difficult for anybody else. We have to be accountable, and there are plans of care for them, but they don't meet those plans of care, and they don't meet their appointments because there's just not enough time to do it. The residents feel like they're rushed at their meal times. They're supposed to be allotted 15 minutes. I mean, they actually put a time limit on the residents that we have, and the time limit is supposed to be 15 minutes. But some of them, because they're frail, they're considered chokers, or you know, potential for choking. So therefore, you should be, you know, they provide all the education to tell you this is how you're supposed to do this, and provide this procedure of somebody that is potential for choking, but there's no time there. They'll just tell you this is how you do it, but there's no time to actually, you know, go in and wash a resident properly. You'd have to go in there, you have 5 minutes, you have 15 minutes, you might have to do two people in 15 minutes to get them out, to because there's timelines for meal times, for instance. There is no time if somebody needs to be in bed at bed rest, and there is no time to go in there and just feed them. You don't have 15 minutes or half hour to do that. You gotta rush in, rush out of there. And as well, they provide dining rooms all over the place, or you might have three workers, and you have say 25 people in a dining room, and you have two of them in their rooms. One person's going to have to leave that dining room and go in and assist them with their meal time. You know, you're not going to get the 15 minutes or the half hour that's required. You're going to go in there and you're going to give them the minimum, and then you're going to come back out and go in there maybe a half hour later or 45 minutes later, because that's the time you have. Then it's cold, and it's, you know, so you're really not providing the quality of care that you're supposed to. And again, there's potential for errors. There's many people and there's only one person, so you might get the wrong person, you might be administering the wrong medication, there's a whole lot of might have, and there is a lot of errors.
Well,
But one person looking after 40, there is...
There's potential for a lot of confusion. And there's very little people to assist. If the expectation is that one person will provide some toileting for that person, and they just really have a really bad day, there isn't people around to help you back on there a second time or a third time, or you want to spend some extra time there. They don't have those liberties like the rest, but we're supposed to provide that for them, and we say we give it to them, but that's not the case. You know?
So is it the fact that the ministry has come out with all these different guidelines and time limits, etc., but not really giving you any wherewithal to implement it?
Exactly, and that's exactly what happens out there. That they give the time limits, they give you the education, they provide the training, but they don't tell you, they don't find a time for you. They just expect you to organize yourself to meet all those demands, and they do become a demand. And our faces, the workers' faces, show it. You know, the grimacing and the frustration that they can't sit down with them for 2 minutes if they want to chat with them about spiritual stuff. It's all in there, but there's no time for it. They don't allow that time, because at the end of your day, it's just not there.